Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
U.S. Senator Ed Markey is back in Massachusetts this morning after spending the weekend at the nation's southern border. There, he visited immigrant detention centers and processing facilities. He joins us now to talk about the trip. Good morning, Senator Markey. Appreciate your speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on again.
So first off, describe the scene at the border. Orderly or chaotic at the moment? Why did you go down there?
Well, I went down there because I wanted to see firsthand what the administration is doing in order to implement the court order, which is to ensure that all children under five are reunited with their parents by next Tuesday. And that all of the remaining children are reunited with their parents within 2 weeks after that. And what I saw was a shocking discrepancy between what agency officials told us versus what the detainees said, and that right now the administration still has no plan or procedures in place for reunifications, even with the deadline approaching from the court order. The administration has not given the agencies any guidance. They're still in the dark, and there is still no plan in place to reunite these children.
You've signed a letter with other senators demanding the administration provide a list of families separated at the border. Is part of the concern that you think the administration doesn't actually know about everybody it has in custody and doesn't know which separated family members are where, spread out across the country?
I think that the information is obviously within the hands of each of the parts of ICE or Customs and Border Patrol or the Department of Health and Human Services, which have the children or the parents. The problem is that none of them have been given any instruction yet as to how to take that information and begin to coordinate it in a way that can result in a expedited reunification of the mothers, the fathers, and the children.
I guess I have to ask, do you believe or do you worry that not all separated family members will actually be reunited? What's the risk, from your point of view, after you've seen what you've seen, what's the risk of permanent separation because of this confusion?
I don't think that the separation will be permanent. I don't think at the same time that right now it's likely to happen between now and next Tuesday, which is when the under 5-year-olds are ordered to have been put back together again with their mothers and fathers. We have the 4th of July coming up tomorrow. We have a weekend coming up. All of this has to happen by next Tuesday, and right now, there is no instruction given to the ICE officials, to the Department of Health and Human Services, which have the children, to put these kids back together again with their parents.
So that if the administration doesn't meet the court order deadlines, what are you going to do about that? What are you and Senate Democrats going to try and do about that?
Well, going forward, obviously, we need a huge debate in Washington over what the mission is of this agency. It's right now suffering from mission creep that has been ordered by the Trump administration. We need to dismantle ICE, reconstruct it. It's turned into a massive deportation army. We need to separate ICE's public safety responsibilities, such as protecting those from human trafficking, from its deeply flawed immigration enforcement that does little more than terrorize law-abiding immigrant families. Just the acronym alone, ICE, strikes fear in the heart of immigrants who are simply working for a better life and a pathway to citizenship.
Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, thanks so much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.